Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi Ahov Me'od Rav Tzvi Moshe Ben Eitan Avram HaLevi. Very, very chashuv Yid, who encourages me to give these shiurim and has taught me in the past, and I appreciate it. This is going to be a shiur on the mitzvah of tefillah, based on a shiur given by Hagon Rav Ariyav Ozer Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Itri, in Shchunas Har Nof, in the Beis Knesset Maor Yisrael, on Brand 18, if you're ever there, Kedai to go. This was given Shabbos Parshas Ekev in Tovshin Ein Vov, this past Shabbos. In the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel, he enumerates the mitzvahs esei lavod Hashem Yisbarach betfila b'chol yom, shenemar oso tavod. There's a mitzvah essay to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah every day. As it says, you should serve Him. V'nichbala mitzvah zu kama pe'amim. This mitzvah is mentioned numerous times. V'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, v'yoso savod, u'lavdo b'chol abavchem. Like it says in the Sefri, Ezu avod shebelev, zu tefillah, so avod is tefillah. And that's Shitas HaRambam, like the Chinuch. Or the Chinuch is like the Rambam, then mitzvah min ha-Torah l'spal b'chol yom, just the number of tefillos, the time for the tefillos, the liturgy, the text of the tefillos, are not midoraisa, but the etzem tefillah is midoraisa. The Ramban, in his Hasagas on Sefer Mitzvahs, argues and holds that there's no chol midoraisa to daven every day, because we see in the Gemara, Brachos Chof Aleph, that tefillah is only derabbanan, gabe bal keri, that reads Kriya Shema, benches, but doesn't daven mitakanis Ezra before they were mevatel, they inhalada daven while a bal keri, because kriya shema birkas hamazon are daraisa and tefillah is derabbanan. So this person isn't davening even for a few days until he's tova lekirio to take care of his being a bal keri, because tefillah is only derabbanan. So it's muchach that there's no chiyuv daraisa to daven every day. So to sukkah lamed ches Shabbos tesam and aleph. The Gemara asks, and that we learned, Gavei Tefillah, if he started to eat, etc., you don't stop. Why is that different from Lulav, that you stop? And says the Gemara, Amarava, my kushya dilma ha-dairaisa ha-dirabbanan. What are you comparing Lulav to Tefillah for? Lulav is dairaisa, Tefillah is only dirabbanan. And therefore the Rabban concludes that we darshu l'avdus with Tefillah is only an asmachta be'alma. And therefore, he says that it could very well be that tefillah beis tzara is a doraisa, like it says, "V'chitavol melchama ba'aretzichem la'atora torachem be'aretzim chatzoytos v'nizkaris v'nashem lo'kechem." That when you have this war coming upon you, have tzaras, you daven lizok beis tzara. But generally, tefillah is only derabbanan, and the psukim that we have for avoda are asmachta be'almas. Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah Ein Sham, writes to be Miyashiv Das HaRambam that it says in the Gemara that Tefillah is only Derabbanan. That's talking about where you already daven the Tefillah Ktzara Boso Yom. If you already daven the Tefillah is only Derabbanan, because you already Yotze your Chovim Midoraisa, because Minyan Tefillos, Matbea Tefillos, the liturgy of the Tefillos, number of Tefillos are not Doraisa LaDibrei HaKol. So therefore, when the Gemara says that Tefillah is only Derabbanan, it's talking about tefillah derabbanan after you davened your chiyuv, you fulfilled your chiyuv daraisa. And even though the Shagas Aryeh roared to be docha this teretz in Siman Yudalid, Echitesi, that the sugyas are talking about where he already davened, but the Merkevas and Mishnah writes, Chelik Beis, the beginning of his tefillah, Tzlach Brachos Chof Aleph, that it's not a dochak to say that, because it has to be there that you're talking about a person who already said Shema. Now, if he already said Shema, he already said Birchos Kriyas Shema, he said V'sem B'libeinu, he said a Bakasha already, so he was ready Yotze his mitzvah min HaTorah. So since we're talking about somebody who already said Shema, he already said assembly bain or loving last skill, he already made his bakasha. So he was already Yotze his mitzvah daraisa and memela. There, in that context, the Gemara says tefillah is darabanan. But if he wouldn't say anything, the etzem bakasha that he says, the first one is daraisa. And even if you say that the Tzuras HaTfilah is all three, like the Kesef Mishnah himself says, Alpi the Rambam, even though not everybody is happy about this, Kiryas Sefer and Lechem Mishnah aren't, but the Egros Moshe, or Rechaim Chelek Bey, Simita Zayin, says that that's Pshat in the Rambam, that there are three parts to Tfilah. There's Shevach, Bakash, and Hodaya, and the Or Sameach finds a source for this, beginning of Echos Tfilah. We also have these three parts in Brachas, Shetchilas and Vesofon Shevach, Ubeemtson Bakashos. And therefore, you have what you need. You have this tefillah, d'oraisa. So now our job is to explain the geder of mitzvah tefillah and the mohus of mitzvah tefillah, both in the mitzvah that's mid'oraisa, according to the Rambam, like we saw, and the mitzvah mid'rabbanan, shalosh tefillos hakfuos, that they were metakin l'kulei alma. We say at the end of Perek Ein Omdin Brachas Lamedalad Amid Beis Hamispalo Tzarech Sheyechavin Es Libo Bekulan V'inecho Yochel Lechavin Bekulan Yechavin Es Libo Be'achas. If a person davens, he has to have kavana for all of the brachas, and if he can't, at least for the first one. And the Gemara says, what's the Be'achas? I said the first one because I know the Gemara Birchas Avos. And so Paskins the Rambam Tefillah Yud Aleph Misha spablo keep in libo, yachser vispablo b'kavana, if you didn't have kavana to happen again, and if you're mechavin b'bracha rishona, that's it, you're set, you don't have to daven again. And this halacha is muskam al divrei akol, but linyan maisa, the Torah writes, simen kof aleph, that today we don't go back if we don't have kavana, because if you're going to do it again, you're not going to have kavana again the second time. So why even try? So says the Rama. There's an old expression, if you don't succeed, try and try again. But sometimes when you try and try again, you realize you should try something else. It's not working. So you're also, once you didn't have kavana the first time, give it up. So that's the Ramah. That you shouldn't even start. You shouldn't daven again if you didn't have kavana. Shulchan Aruch copies what the Rambam says, that you should. But me'ikar ad-din, if you didn't have kavana for avos, you're not yotze. The Bir Halacha writes, l'chor would appear, that if after you finished avos, you realize you didn't have kavana, you shouldn't continue davening. Because mitzad ad-din, you're not yotze without kavana b'berkas avos. How are you going to continue davening? But in the chayadim it's mashmi, you should continue davening. We have to understand why. If you're not yotze the tefillah, then why should you just keep continuing davening? If you're not Yotze, you don't have kavana for Abbas, so what's the point of continuing? Famous Kilos Yankov, Brachas, Chav Zayin, in the Sefer Shiras Yitzchak, he goes into this sugya at great length, Ayin Sham. So the Kilos Yankov writes that you have to say that it's true that Medina you have to go back and daven. However, the Brachas that he says, Vaiter, are not considered Brachas of Atala, because even without kavana, there's an inyan of Tefillah Ba'amira Ba'alma. And therefore, even if it's impossible for him to be mechavin at all, nevertheless, if he daven, he's doing a mitzvah. He just lacks kavana. And me'ikar din, he has to go back in order to be mekayim tefillah b'kavana. So basically, there are two dinim here. There's a din of just saying the tefillah, and there's a din of tefillah b'kavana. But the Kilos Yankov says, where do we have these two dinim? Din tefillah b'kavana and din nosaf of amiras tefillah af below kavana. So we learn at the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachas, Tfilas Shachar at Chatzos, we do Omer Anar B'Shos. This is my Shana Aleph Masechta, so I should remember it. This is now I'm up to Shana Lamed. So if I haven't seen it in 30 years, that's not good news. Tfilas Shachar until Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda says, until 4 hours. We see in the Braisa that there is an Amachlokes about the time they were Makrav the Tamid. Are they Makrav it until Chatzos or only until 4 hours? Rav Kahana says, Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda at Arba Shos. And so paskins the Rambam that Zman Tefillah Seshachar is Ad Sof Shah Revi. The Rambam adds that if a person makes a mistake and he davens after 4 hours until Chatzos Hayom, he's Yotze Yidei Chovas Tefillah, but he's not Yotze Yidei Chovas Tefillah Bizmana, and that's the riff in Bracha. So we have to understand the Makor. Makor, it's Tefillah, but not Tefillah Bizmana. Also, we have to explain what the makor is, and what is the nature of chobas tefillah and chobas tefillah bismana. So the Kesef Mishnah says the makor is in the Gemara. Tavlos bal shacharis. If you made a mistake, he didn't daven shacharis. He davened mincha twice. Ad chatzos yabile schar tefila bezman mikam beil schar tefila yabile schar zan lo yabile. So until chatzos he gets schar tefila bezmana. Afterwards he gets schar tefila, but not schar tefila bezmana. But this is shver. Look in the Lecha Mishnah. You can't compare this to tashlum. And there, he's davening bezman mincha. Mincha is tashlum, and on the tefila that he missed. So you can say he's doing tefila schar tefila, but not schar tefila bezmana. So that is at the time of Tashlumin. So that's the right time to say that tefillah. But here, from 4 to 6 hours, from Arvishos until Chatzos, that's not tefillah bismana. So how can we be mechadesh that there's a chovas tefillah that's not bismana? There, akopanim, it's man Tashlumin. But here, what is it? So we have an opening for this in the Merkevus HaMishnah that we mentioned earlier. There's a Machlokes HaMaroim at the beginning of Perek Dalet of Brachos. Rabbi Yosi Rechanina says, Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, Keneged Tumidim Tiknum. The Rambam writes that they were Metakim Minyan HaTfilos Kaminyan HaKarbanos. Shtei Tfilos Keneged Shnei Tumidim. And every day that has a Karban Musaf, another Tfilah Keneged Karban Musaf. And also Tfilachas Balaila, Evariya Tamid of Bein Arbayim, would be consumed the whole night. And Tfilas Arvis is not a chova like Tfilas Shachas and Mincha, but Nagu Kol Yisrael B'chol Makom Asur Shasem L'Spal Arvis. The Jews have a minig Dav Ma'ariv, and it's like a Tfilas Chova. So the Rambam adopts the opinion of Rabbi Shub and Levi that Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. So they ask on the Rambam from Hilchos Malachim, Tes Aleph. He enumerates the mitzvahs kodem matan Torah. Ba'avram and etzdav yeser aleilu b'milav, wisbal shachris, v'yitzach hifish ma'isiv osif tefillah acheres lefanos hayom, v'yakov osif gira nashi v'spal arvis. Ooh, Avram shachris, Yitzchok's mincha, Yaakov's ma'ariv. So here he's holding like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that tefillah sov is tiknum. It says the Lecha Mishnah, based on what the Gemara says, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, the rabbis were masmich ala korbanos. So even if the avos were mitaken, however, the Rambam was correct in saying that keneged tamidim tiknum. In other words, it's true that the avos daven. Chavav amid beis. It says that Rabbi Yosef Rechanina says that tefillah sov is tiknum, and then afterwards the rabbis found an asmachta for the takanos avos and the kabanos they were makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. And the rai is that if you don't say this, where does Rabbi Yosef Rechanina get musaf from? Who is metakin musaf? There are only three avos, not four. So you have to say that tefillah sov is tiknum, the rabbis were masmicha on their kabanos, and they also found an asmachta for tefillah musaf. So therefore, it's not a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam is correct in Hilchos Malachim when he says it's from the Avos. He's correct in Hilchos Tefillah when he says it's on the Karbanos, because it's both. And the Or Samech adds that since in the Gemara they brought Brisos for each side, the Rambam took each side. You're both right. The husband and wife go to the marriage to the Rav, and the wife complains, my husband's this, my husband's that, it's all his fault, all our problems are his fault. And the Rav says, you're right. And then the husband says, my wife, she does this, she does that, she nags me, it's all her fault, you're right. So they said, how can I be right and she be right? You're both right. So here also, they're both right. It's avos, it's karbanos. And so says the Merkevus HaMishnah, that both are true, tefillos avos tiknum, tiknu chazal tefillos keneged tamidim. And he adds, that Mishum Takanas Avos, Zman Tfila Shachris, is really the whole morning. Ad Chatzos. But Mitakanas Chazal, that they were Masmich on the Karbanos, they said it has to be until 4 hours. So it turns out that a person daven after 4 hours, if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like we pass him, so even though he's not Yotzei Tefillah B'Zmana, because Chachamim were attacking Zmanei Tefillahs Keneged Zmanei HaKarban, nevertheless, the Chobas Tefillah Mitakanas Avos, he was Mekayim. We still have to understand. First of all, we have to understand the Kfelus HaTakana. Since the Avos were already Mitakin, what are the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah add when they were Mitakin Keneged the Tmidim? We already have the earlier Tefillahs. And also, sof, Mokor Divrei HaRif, the HaRambam, that your Yotzei, Yedei Chovas Tefillah, La'achar Avor Zmanah, from 4 to 6 hours, we don't fully understand. They didn't get it on their own, they got it from the Gemara, about Tashlumin. But you can be Mechalik, because there the rabbis were attacking Tashlumin. But here, where do you get this Tefillah from 4 to 6 hours? Chovas Tefillah Chutz L'Zman Shetiknu Chachamim. So we find in Makor that there are two dinim in Tefillah, probably the most famous Reb Chaim in all the Reb Chaims, Tefillah Dalet Aleph, who's Medayik with Divrei HaRambam, that there are two kavanas in Tefillah. One kavanah is that you're Omed Lifnei Hashem. That's for the Etzem Maisat Tefillah, that otherwise a person is considered Misasik Be'alma. And this kavanah is needed the entire tefillah, otherwise it's not a ma'isa tefillah if you don't realize you're standing before God. And this the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tesva, that a tefillah without kavanah is not a tefillah, and if you're misbal without kavanah, you have to daven again. And this kavanah the Rambam writes, that if his das is mishubeshes and the libo is tarud, he's not allowed to daven until he is yishuvah das, because you have to know you're standing omid b'fnei melech. And then there's another din kavanah miyuchad l'tefillah l'chavin perish hamilim shem mispalel. And in this kavanah it says in the Gemara, shem kivein libo be'avos, Yatza, and this halacha, the Rambam brought in Perek Yud. Misha spalo kivin es libo yachsav spalo v'kavana v'im kivin es libo bracha rishona shuv einot tzarech. So the Rambam says that if you daven you didn't have kavana, you should daven again. If you're mechaben in the first bracha, you don't have to daven again. The Rambam doesn't write there that if he can't have kavana for avos, he shouldn't daven at all. So from this, the grach was medayek that this kavana, even though if he didn't have this kavana, he should daven again, but he still is, there's still a chovas tefillah, even if he's not mechaben in avos, because the shame tefillah is even without kavanas perish hamilim. So therefore, if your person can't be mechabin ba'avos, he should still daven. He has to daven again if he didn't. But he should still daven. Why? Because it's still a shame tefillah, the fact that he's omed b'fnei ha-melech, and those are the two kavanas. Omed b'fnei ha-melech for the whole tefillah, and perish ha-milim for avos, famous chazunish, argues with the grach, and he holds that in any instance there's kavana care, there's some subconscious kavana. You know you're standing b'fnei ha-melech, even if you're not thinking about it consciously during the tefillah, like it says in Yerushalmi, Amar Bchia, Amar of Mana, he says, Bchia was talking about his lack of kavana, and Rav Mana says that thank God for the head's nose to go down for modim, we never realize where we are. So, you see that they didn't have such kavana, but they had some subconscious level of kavana. If the Chazanish agrees with Rav Chaim, that there is of kavana som b'fnei ha-melech, Reb Chaim says it has to be conscious, and the Chazanish says you have a subconscious kavan. So you see from the grach that even if you're not makayim mitzvahs tefillah ketikin or mitzvasa, like you didn't have kavanas perish hamilim at all, there's still a chalosh shem tefillah, and therefore a person davens even if he doesn't know perish hamilim, and we don't say that his brachos are levatola, and that's the din of the chai adam, that even if he wasn't mechavin beberchas ha-avos, he could still continue davening. Why? Because you're right, he lost out on the kavana aspect of tefillah, but it's still called a tefillah. You're right, he didn't have kavana for perish hamilim and avos. He lost out on that, but but he's still having kavana that he's omid b'fnei ha-melech, and that gives it a shem tefillah. So it's enough that it should have a shem tefillah. It's not a proper tefillah. It's not a tefillah k'mitzvah, so okay, hilchas, okay, tikna, but it's a tefillah. You know that you're omid b'fnei ha-melech. To be miyashev, to be mevayer, these two dinim, it would appear, based on the lashon of the Rambam, the Gilchus Tefila, mitzvah esei l'spala b'chol yom. There's a mitzvah esei to daven every day. Rimzei a mitzvah. The Rambam defines the mitzvah lavod es Hashem b'chol yom b'tefila. Rav Chaim says there are two gedarim. There's a maisa mitzvah, and then there's the kiyum hamitzvah. In other words, there are mitzvahs that the maisa mitzvah is one element, and the kiyum accompanies the maisa, like the tkiyah shofar, says Rabbeinu Chaim, b'dasa rishonim de lo k'arambam, that the maisa mitzvah is the tkiyah, and the kiyum is the shmiyah. He also says that the Rambam, the Rimzei HaMitzvahs, defines the Kiyum HaMitzvah. What's the Kiyum? Lavod es Hashem b'chol yom b'tefila. V'guf ha'alachos, he says, the Maisa HaMitzvah. That's the Rambam does. Rimzei HaMitzvahs, the Rambam defines the Kiyum. The guf ha'alachos, the Rambam says, the Maisa. And there are many different examples of this distinction in the Rambam, in the mitzvah for Iyah, and Simchas HaRagolim, and Piriv HaRivya, and Chatzot, and Shus Kohan, and Shus Karkoz. So here also, the Maisa HaMitzvah is Amida B'Tfilah B'Bakashas Rachamim, and the Kiyum is Avodah Hashem Osu Sabot Avodah B'Chol Avavchem. And this Tzuris Avodah is fulfilled in the Maisa that a person stands before Hashem, and he asks for his Tzrachim, for his Machzorim, like an Eved, like a Nasin, on Lufnei Rabbam, that they owe him their life, they're thanking him, they're begging for their needs. So the Maisa Tefillah is more al-Avdus. And that's the Kiyum HaMavukash HaMitzvah. Maisa Mitzvah is the asking, and then the Kiyum is that you're an Eved. And this was said, L'gabe Geder HaMitzvah Midoraisa, that according to the Rambam is B'chol Yom, and according to the Ramban is Be'ez Tzara. And according to Reb Chaim, even those who argue with the Rambam, only argued L'nyan Chovas HaTefillah, but l'gabe kiyuma v'inyan, there's still a kiyum, l'kule alma midoraisa. Even though I once heard a very shtarkasha on this, I think from Rabbi Tzal Rudinsky, that if it's true, then why does the Rambam say those psukim are asmachtas? The Rambam can say those psukim that we have for tefillah are not asmachtas. They're telling us there's a kiyum. There's just no chiyum, but there's a kiyum. Al-Kopanim, with this you saw that the Kiyum of Tefillah is Midoraisa, he was Miyashiv. How could it be that Birkas Kohanim is Doraisa? It's only B'Shas Avoda. And if Tefillah itself is not Doraisa, then how do you have Birkas Kohanim that's Doraisa? The answer is, even according to the Ramban, there is a mitzvah Midoraisa to Davin, there's a Kiyum, and therefore Birkas Kohanim is Doraisa. So these are the two Gedarim Miklape, the mitzvah Doraisa. There is the Avoda aspect, that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and then there's the Tefillah, which is the Maisa HaMitzvah. And you can say the same thing about the Mitzvah Derabbanan, to daven three times a day with a special Nusach, that there are two separate dinim. There's in Tefillah Derabbanan, there's Avoda and there's Bakashas Rachamim. Midoraisa, you need both. The Mais and the Kiyum are the two faces of one mitzvah. But Klapa the Dinder Rabbanon, you can have one without the other, as I hope we're going to explain. You can have Avoda without Bakashas Rachamim and vice versa. And indeed, these two faces of Tefillah are Mefurish in the Tefillah itself. Because we say in the Nesach Tefillah, Shema Koleinu and Ritzei. What's the chiluk? First, we're davening on the Shmias HaTefillah. Barkashis Rachamim. Chutz V'Rachim Aleinu V'Kal Racham Ratzes V'Lseinu. Baruch Atah Hashem Shema HaTefillah. It's Barkashis Rachamim. And then we talk about the Ritzui of the Avoda. U'Sila Ratzen Tamen Avodas Yisrael Amecha. So these are the two faces of Tefillah. Barkashis Rachamim and Avoda. And it would appear that these are the two takanas of tefillah that the Achronim write B'Das HaRambam. Tefillah's avos tiknum is bakashas rachamim. Tefillah's keneged tamidim tiknum, that's avoda. Avoda sheba tefillah. So the avos gave it together of bakashas rachamim. And then based on what we bring in the Beis HaMikdash, the karbanos, that's avoda, that's the makom avoda. And therefore the Zmanei HaTfilos are mugbal to the Zmanei Karbanos, they're limited to the Zmanei Karbanos. So after 4 hours, you're right, there's no more Tfilah B'Zmanei, Ketakanas Chachamim, Keneged Tamidim, but there's Chobas Tfilah D'Avos Tiknum. Because as long as Mincha hasn't come, it's still Shachar's time, which is not B'Zmanei Karban. Now in the Gemara, it's Mavur that a person's Mispal Tashlum and we give him Schar Tfilah, but not Schar Tfilah B'Zmanei, like we said. It also says he made a mistake, he didn't daven Mincha, he davened two Marivs. And the Gemara explains that even though Tefillah makom karban became a dharma yomer batol karbano, but since tzluse is rachame, it's mercy. Davening is mercy. Whenever you want to daven, you can daven. Based on what we explain, now we understand pshat in the Gemara. You're right. Midin avod shebet tefillah. There's no tashlumin because they were mitaking. Keneged a karban and the karban shalver zmano batol karbano. It's far fallen. It's over. It's finished. But mishum chelik of rachame shebet tefillah. There's the mercy aspect. That's tikkun avos. So mitzad zeh, we have tashlumin, even shalob is mana. And the Rosh Sameach already was omed on this nekuda, aleph hey. That's what it means. You get tzchar tefillah, you don't have tzchar tefillah bizmana. You get the tzchar tefillah of avos, but not the tzchar tefillah of the karbanos, the specific time of the karbanos. And we can understand, if so, that from this din, the Rif and the Rambam learn that there is room for tefillah lachar arba shos, even though it's not tefillah b'zmana. Because you're right, they lost out on the chelik avodah shebet tefillah, can't bring their korbanos anymore. But at least bakashas rachamim can daven until chatzos. And this is, we see that this is muchach. From Tosfos, Chavav Amar Aleph, Yom Haskeli Boya, there's no Tashlumin for Musaf, because it's connected carbon Musaf. Mishat Neshama Parms Fasaini, Avar Zmano Bato Karbano. And it's not like other Tfilos that are Rachamim. Aye, other Tfilos are also connected to Midim. So what Tosfos means is that Bishar Tfilos is still the Chalik of the Tfilah that's connected Avos. It's not Mugbil to Zmano Karbanos. But Musaf, all you have is the carbon aspect, like it says in the Gemara, and therefore Avar Zmano, there's no tashlumin but the karbanos. Since all you have left is the avod aspect, Avar Zmano but the karbano. Whereas the other tefillos are still, you still, even though the carbon aspect is over, you missed the zman, but you still have the avod, the rachamim aspect, the avod aspect of tefillah. That's why you can daven tashlumin. We could also say linyan din kavana. That if a person was mechaser kavana birkas avos, he's not yotzei de chovaso, and he has to daven again. That's only inyan chelik avoda shevet tefillah. That the chachamim were kovei gidrei avoda, and they set boundaries. Manim kavu and kavana mesuyemes, like a din karban. Karban is also possible b'machshav azor. You see the beginning of menachas zvachim. You see that's the yisod of karbanos is kavana. They don't get into the details of how to bring the karbanos until later on, as we discussed in our kachim shiurim that we were zochet to give. I hope you listen to them. But le'inyin chelik b'kashas rachamim, you can say that as long as you know you're omid b'fnei ha'melech and you're mispalas b'kashas rachamim, even if you know a perish hamilos. What's the ikar? The ikar is that you're mevakesh rachamim. in the first bracha where there is no bakashas rachamim, you need to know perush hamilim. But afterwards, there's still bakashas rachamim. And that's why Rabbeinu Chaim writes, the Grach writes, that even though you know that you're not going to have kavan and avos, you should still daven. Even though if you didn't have kavan and avos, you have to daven again. Because you're right, you're in Yotzei Chobas Tefillah of Keneged Tzmidim, but you still have this Takanas Tefillah Mishum Rachame. And that's the reason of the Chai Adam, that if you're in the middle of your davening and you realize you didn't have kavan and avos, you should keep going, your brachos aren't levatala. Because you're Mekayim Din Tefillah Mitzad Rachame. The mercy aspect. Lord have mercy is essentially what you're saying. Top, we still have somewhat of a road to go on, but we learned some very, very chashuv yisodos today about the two dinim in tefillah, din of avos, din of tamidim, what each one means, the bakashas rachem of the avos, the kavana, the specific kavana you need, perish hamilim, for the karbanos aspect, and how you can have tashlumin. Tashlumin is mitzad the rachamim, not mitzad the karbanos, and why Musaf has no tashlumin, because all you have is the karbanos aspect, and that even if you don't have kavana for avos, you can keep going, it's not levatala, you're still davening. There is a level of bakashas rachamim. As long as you know your omid b'fnei HaMelech, that suffices. And we should all be zochem to Hashem, l'lmod l'lamed l'shmav l'asos. I can't promise, but I'm hoping Hashem should give us the koach and the moach. We should continue on this very important road and see more chidushim in this sugya me'od mod chashuva. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.